All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. I'd like for you to know that tomorrow there will begin a series of gospel meetings at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. The church meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. Services weeknight during this gospel meeting, Monday through Friday, will be at 7 p.m. We urge you to come to be with us in this series of studies. What a gospel meeting is we come together at 7, we sing some songs, we have prayer. Then the speaker, which this week will be Derek Long, will stand before us and present a lesson from God's Word. Then there will be a song with a closing prayer. No, we'll not ask you for money, because Christians are only to give upon the first day of the week, as 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2 teaches. All we ask of you is to simply come, bring your Bibles, observe and hear the things that are said and done, and compare that with what the Scriptures teach. So we urge you to come to be with us during this series of gospel meetings that begins tomorrow and runs through Friday of next week. In John 6, we read verse 15, "Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him before us to make him king, he again departed to the mountain by himself alone." Verse 26, "Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." Verse 66, "That from that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." What a drastic change that we see in people from what we read in verse 15 to what we read in verse 66. You see, Jesus became a disappointment to many during his personal ministry. To those that were looking for a political leader, remember, they were about to come and take him by force to make him king. We find in John 18 and verse 36, Jesus makes the statement, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I would not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." And two, Jesus became a disappointment to those that were looking for a meal ticket. That's what we see in what we read a moment ago in John 6 and verse 26, when he said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." Jesus becomes a disappointment to anyone who seeks him for the wrong reasons. He disappoints any that looks to him as a personal pawn. John 12, verse 5, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? And yet this Judas said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it." James said in James 4, verse 3, "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasure." To many, Christ and the church are a means of their business advancement. And Peter, 2 Peter 2 and verse 3, "By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber." To many, Christ and the church are a means of their social advancement and enjoyment. They expect constant social activity. They view it sort of like a club or a fraternity. and the men in Christ and the church are merely good insurance, you know. Do not really want it all the time, but they want to be near just in case it's needed. But two, Jesus disappoints any who looks to him for earthly equality. We see that in Luke 12, verse 13. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to him, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." See, Jesus does not promise that we will be treated fairly in this world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7 says, "Now therefore it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated? No, you yourself do wrong and cheat and do these things to your brother." Jesus even warned us of receiving bad treatment. It's in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, verse 11, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets that were before you." Peter said in 1 Peter 2 and verse 20, for what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. See, Jesus teaches us to look deeper and to look beyond the present inequalities. But two, Jesus disappoints any who looks to him for unrestricted fellowship. In Matthew 7, verse 13, Jesus said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it." The Lord's way is not broad enough to embrace all doctrines. We're told in 2 John 9, "Whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." We're told in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 3, "As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine." It's in Romans 16 that we read in verse 17, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." You see, the Lord's way is broad enough to embrace all in every nation that's willing to obey. In Acts 10, verse 34, Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." Two, Jesus disappoints any who looks to him for an earthly utopia. Jesus does not promise to solve all of his followers' earthly problems. John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In Acts 14 and verse 22, "Strengthen the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God." So let's not expect a temptation-free life. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Don't expect a problem-free church in the world. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 19, "For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you." And do expect persecution for his sake. In Matthew 5, verse 10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets that were before you. And also we read in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And neither does Jesus, Jesus does promise support during those troubles. He did not remove Paul's thorn, but he gave him grace to bear it. Remember there in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of the prophet for all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. I said 1 Corinthians, and that's what I read, but I corrected it to 2 Corinthians, but still read the wrong passage. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that he might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2. Christ did not remove Jesus' death. He did send him strength, and we read of that in Hebrews 5, verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. In Luke 22, we read in verse 42, saying, Father, if it's your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. No, God will not remove the trouble, but he will go with us through it. And it's that we read about in Romans 8, verse 35, beginning. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sakes we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friend, Jesus will disappoint you if you try to come to him on your terms. Jesus will not disappoint you if you unconditionally surrender. Jesus will not disappoint those that trust in what he's promised. If you'll obey the gospel, you'll be forgiven as he's promised. If you're faithful, you will receive the crown of life as promised. And if you seek first the kingdom of God, you will receive a living as promised. Again, we remind you of the gospel meeting that begins tomorrow going through Friday, services weeknight at 7 p.m. Come and be with us. We appreciate you listening. We see our time is gone. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And under then, we bid you a pleasant good day and return you now to our announcer. Magnify,
oh magnify. Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.